I'm a driving instructor.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a couple of little things I used to do to people that if I really didn't like them, then, well...
Wow, this is good. This is following on from our...
Do you want to hear it?
The service industry basically hate the public. We know that. Of course, it's,
that's right.
It's turning on its head what they're supposed to be there for. But service industries hate the general public. And we've already had waiters ringing up. Did you hear the hot plate thing yesterday, Kevin?
I did, yes.
Wow.
It was quite funny.
Did you hear that?
Oh, yes.
The hot plate. Those who missed it yesterday, we had a waiter come on and say, quite standard practice, you're taught at any waiting stall of a reputed note, if you've really got an awkward customer, make one of their plates absolutely scalding hot and the other not so hot, kind of manageable hot. And when you get to the table, put the one that's manageable in front of them and say, careful, these plates are hot. And put the one that's really scalding a little bit away from them. So they touch the plate nearest them and think, oh, they're okay, I can handle it. Reach over for those peas and yeah. Yes, excellent. But.
That would never happen at Sergio's Pizza.
Never at Sergio.
With Carlos.
No.
And Carlos Jr.
Just keep him away from the xylophone. We've learned that. So, Kevin, what did you used to do at your driving instructor thing?
Okay, well, a couple of things. It works best at night time because, of course, they can't actually see what you're trying to do.
Mm.
But if you're coming up to a junction, and you really have to hate this person to do this.
Yeah.
If you're coming up to a junction, and they're looking both ways, left and right.
Sure.
Just before they're ready to go, you knock it into neutral. So, especially if there's people behind them, they're sitting there like a lemon, revving the engine, wondering why the car can't go.
You see this a lot, don't you? And I suppose you don't give them any help. You sit there going, tusk, tusk.
Well, I sit there saying, what do you think the problem is?
Yeah.
And, of course, they think they've done it all right.
We're telling the nation, driving instructors will knock it into neutral. Do you still do this?
No. Well, only very rarely. I mean, you have
there's
to...
No, really no, come on, in for a penny, in for a pound is what I say.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Kevin. I suppose so, he said. That's bellying up an entire reputable industry. You don't still do this, do you? Do you still driving instruct?
Sorry?
Do you still do driving instruct?
Oh, yes, I am.
Good man. Okay, and the second instance, yeah?
Well, occasionally, I mean, we have dual controls, so we have a brake in front of us.
Yeah.
And sometimes,
at
strategic moments,
sure.
You might just touch the brake a little bit, so that if they stall it...
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, but these have to be real wretches you do this to, don't they?
Yes. I don't often do this.
People who book single lessons for a start, they're in trouble, aren't they?
That's right.
And you know, keeping your anonymity, your cloak around you here, you don't need that 2-hour lesson before a 2-hour.